Blog Talk Radio.
The True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Israelites, with your host, the Seers of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahweh's radio talk part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide international radio broadcast top part of the Sabbath day is now on the air. I'll be your host, by name, your Seer, Israel, of Seed. This Almighty made when the sun set on Friday until the sunset on Saturday, kicks in the 22nd, 26th chapter. All right. Friday back. We're back on the airways, no doubt about it. Top part of the 7th day the Almighty have made. And Yahweh beat y'all. We'll turn on to our elder. And we'll let our elder tell y'all about the broadcast. And top part of the Sabbath day, remember 26 verse 3 says, and Isaiah, keep your mind on him, and he will keep you in perfect peace. Top part of the Sabbath day. All right, Yahweh beat y'all. We're going to find our elder and bring him in. And he'll tell you all about the broadcast. All right. Elder Mr. Till, Yahweh beat y'all, see you right.
And Yahweh bless you, see you as well. See you, bro. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
You got it. Hallelujah, Guade. Hallelujah, Guade. We all bump and show at the same time. So I tell you what, you go on, take your time and let them know we bring the broadcast. And Yahweh beat you all. Top part of Saturday over to our elder. I'll tell you about who bring this broadcast and on all the good stuff that Almighty put on him. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands. And as I always say, it's a great pleasure to be among those many that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And that's always a good thing, because when you have those many people that are standing wanting to hear Yahweh's word, I always say that's good. As I look at Matthew's chapter 9, verses 37 and 38, 37 says, he said to his disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the labors are few. 38, pray ye therefore the Yahweh of harvest, that he will send forth labors into his harvest. Well, it appears that there's been conversation of getting the 12 together to do the works of Yahweh. But he gathered the 12 one at a time. He surely did. Yahweh the Son gathered those 12 disciples one at a time. And in Matthew's chapter 9, verse number 9, he tells you the beginning of his collection of disciples. 9 says, as Yahweh the Son passed forth, hence he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of customs. And he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. So by the time they got to Matthew's 10, chapter 10, verse 1 and verse number 8, Yahweh the Son had collected all his 10 disciples to do his bidding. And that's a good thing, because we all came to hear the things that most of us can hear. And some listening, they never understand. But this ministry reaches out and makes this misunderstanding very possible. This is why we're here, to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and loud bump the gums in Christianity. Welcome and thanking all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministries. Come to you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, learning how to connect the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. This is information you came to seek and have to look no further. You've now found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Gadah. We're open unto you today from 7:30 to 10:30. On the normal days, we're open from 6 to 9, and those days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a special event or a high day. Now, as I mentioned before, we do have a Sabbath class, and that's today. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, starting time at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use this on any search engine under tribeyadar.com. And after you click enter, just under this big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu. but still like epiphany, she'll still see choices, still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah your tender to the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves that you're a forgiver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Saith Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, God. Also out there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. To get there, enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online podcast.
It changed that after a while.
We also have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyadah@gmail.com. The other is yadahisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 or 9 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. As a reminder, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Also, by calling the same number, you can inquire about the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, he's pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, answering many memos that most of us have seen, and even now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. Once again, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of today's program, you can always catch the entire show after 10:30 p.m. To do that, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking her, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You can choose the program that you're late logging into, or at that point, pick any day that you would like to listen. Now during our normal Broad Talk broadcast, Yahuwah's story will continue on Pal Talk. Pal Talk can be logged in by your phone, or your tablet, or your computer. Just download the Pal Talk app. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. And you'll find the room will hold 50 or more members. This is where Yahuwah's word will be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on the table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel writing as shotgun. But we'll be taking no time that's off topic, any more than 2 text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue to teach on Pal Talk. But another note, when we're given scriptures to speak by the seer, as a reminder, Be quick to hear, slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. And as I said before, that's a good thing. But when you're trying to win the Bump the Gums contest, you miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you, because we are rehearsing the righteous act to run the words of Yahuwah. A reminder is given us in St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things unto your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." So we can start creating those things unto our remembrance. We will pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, "Hallelujah.
Yahuwah." All right. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That was excellent on your part there. Excellent on your part. And we live in the series, live at Camp 1. But remember, Camp 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All the camps is ready to go for the top part of the Saturday. So call for details and where you're located at within 70 miles. We'll tell you all about it. And one thing about it, see, right, this is the day that Almighty has made, so Yahuwah be with you all. So we're going to throw a couple of verses on the table. We're going to get out the way because our yield them already spread out real good, like a green bay tree. So we just put out a couple of verses out and get them out the way. That's all we'll do. So, young line, can you take a look at what do that Luke 12, verse 12 says? And what we do, we get that out of the way, and I'm going to get about a couple of verses in, and we'll be right back and take notes. And that's a great thing. So that was all about top part of the Sabbath day. Remember one thing, Yahuwah is the one talking real good. Luke 12:12, young lion. Brother Makai, what that say?
For the Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Uh-huh.
For the righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you watch and say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And a case in point, we're going to open up with Mother Z by looking at what says in 111 chapter verse 10 of Psalms, backed up with Mother E in Sirach chapter 19, and we'll read to get our point. And Mother Z of Israel help me Ecclesiastes chapter 12, 13, and 14. And after that, we're going to back up and turn on to our elder. No doubt about it. Let's see what we can read. Top part of Sabbath day, let's see what we can read. And Psalms 111 verse number 10, Mother Z.
111 verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10.
What?
The fear of the Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes. Yeah.
A good understanding has all they that do their sober instruction.
Right. So Mother, let me talk. Let's talk for a minute. A lot of people don't know what we're on, but the only way you can understand what we're on, you get a good understanding by keeping the Torah instructions. See, the only way you're going to get a good understanding of your Torah instructions, and that Mother Z, break that down for the past glory. What that mean by a good understanding? You get a good understanding if you keep the Torah instruction. What that old name was, he took the time and explained to his master audience what that is.
Okay, the beginning of wisdom is a good understanding. So if you get a good understanding, you will be able to keep the Torah. You can keep the Torah instructions. Verse 10.
All right, so we found out some big things along the way that the only way you will understand this Bible, you got to do what again?
You got to do the law. So if you do the law, you got a good understanding. Now back up on Moses. Back up and give me the 23rd chapter. The 23rd chapter of Leviticus 1, 2, and 3. See? The only way you're going to get a good understanding, we got to follow what's written in this Bible. A good understanding is those that do the law. Especially on the Sabbath day. Now, Leviticus 23, 1, 2, and 3, what can we read?
Leviticus
23, 1, 2, and 3.
Leviticus chapter 23.
All right, Leviticus. Hallelujah, love. Verse 1, 2, and 3. We'll get 2, 1, 2, and 3. 2, 1, 2, and 3. Put some paper on it. Zephaniah 2, 1, 2, and 3.
Unless you gather yourself together, O nation, not desire. And
then you'll find out even between that, who God gave you in that too. You will have some shake rattle and roll even in you that. But we clear that the 17 nations is not going to like you. Watch the mother going to read out of Jeremiah 50 verse 7. Jeremiah 50 verse 7. Mother D.F. Israel. Young B.C., you got it. You wrote it down there, Young B.C. You found to Jeremiah. You wrote down Jeremiah 50 verse 7. Upon the supervision of the young lion. That's all about. We got to get the youth ready to be prepared. But when the other youth see the youth doing what they got to do, they go, All this called foundational building. Foundational building. So Jeremiah 50, verse 7, Mother D of Israel. Let's go. Reverend Young Lion. Once we got this down pat, we own something. 50, verse number 7. I want to make sure one thing.
Hallelujah, Lord.
It's got to get right. And that's the key. That's where it starts at. In right. Put it on paper. 50, verse 70. I heard Hallelujah, Lord. Come on, Lord, DM it around. every nation is guilty. If any individual, matter of fact, I got to go back out of that behind that. Brother Kanye, I told you, let's go to that red book. And we're going to look at the second chapter around about the first number 30. We're going to the possible and see. We're going to find out something. I want to know if your fear was on the spot. And he had a statement to make. And let's see what he said. He made a statement in the second chapter. He said something in the third chapter. He made a final statement, and we're going to read what he said. We're going to see what he said. We go on to the third chapter, and we're going to pick it around by verse number. Let's see the verse 28. Let's see this conversation right here. We go on to 2 Ezra out of that little red book called the Apocrypha. On page 16, and we're going to pick the verse number 28 down to verse 36. So I'm going to make sure everybody is all comfortable keeping at this. Then you take off, and see, you never know what the Almighty wants to be brought to the table, but we got to remember these things. Because sometimes a brother told me, a good rabbi helped me. Yeah, a good rabbi helped you. You might have a couple good rabbis to help you. But the majority of them that make decisions are going to do you some damage. Because that's just the way Yahweh has set it up. You all have a couple gurus. You all have a couple gurus going to do you some good. You might say, my best friend is another nation. Okay, it might be your best friend another nation. But the majority of us will deliver you up. So says the Bible. So says the Bible. That's the point. So says the Bible. The Bible may have delivered you up. So what are we going to go with? I can't get that out this way.
Chapter 3. We're going to pick it up verse 28 down to 36.
Listen to this.
We're going to 2 Ezra chapter 3. We're going to read verse 28 down to verse 36. Amen. The book of 2 Ezra. Chapter 3, verse 28 down to verse 36. Yeah. Got it over there, BC Israel. 28 down to verse 36. Chapter 3, verse 28 down to 36. Verse 28 reads, are their deeds then any better than that inhabiting Babylon? That they should therefore have the dominion over Yahdah Judah.
He said, why in the world got dominion over us? Why do everybody got us down? Everybody, we got to go to everybody like somebody else. Guess what? Did you create them better than us? Because every time we got to make any kind of deal on anything, we got to go to somebody else, look like somebody else. He said, I'm going to ask you something. Did you make the other nations better than us? I want to know. What do you think?
Verse 29. For when I came there and had seen and pierced in pity,
Verse 29, 2 Ezra chapter 3, verse 29.
In pain.
That's
one of those words. Okay. Okay, 29. For when I came there and had seen Amphipolis without number, then my soul saw many evildoers in this 13th year.
He said, when I got to my captivity, Father, he brought me to, he says, in my 13th year, I watched this thing. He said, man, how can they rule over? He said, I've been watching this thing for 13 years of my captivity, and they still run a rough shot over. Go ahead and read.
So that my mind fell not.
He said, I need to know. Is I'm a homeborn slave? Do I got to continue to keep my back down? Did you make them better than us? That's what I want to know. Go ahead.
Verse 30. For I have seen how you suffer them same sin and have spared wicked doers.
He said, I watch you, mighty one. You are spared the wicked doers. And you keep a foot up in our end, in our back side. Hey, I'm watching this thing. You keeping us down.
And has destroyed your people.
And that your people, which is the children of Israel, the Israelites, you have destroyed them. Right now, we don't know if we coming or going. Now you go, condition we in today. We in bad day today. So right now, we just got to celebrate a Thanksgiving day, and that's the day that the sons of Esau came into your land, and then on the Thanksgiving day, killed up your fathers and mothers, stuffed them in holes, and that's why you got stuffing called with your turkey. Stuffing. They stuffed you in holes on that day. And then you said, and your parents say, go get some cranberry sauce. The cranberry sauce is representing your blood that your parents shed. The cranberry sauce is the blood that was shed. And the turkey is you. You is the turkey. So when you just got to celebrate a massacre of your people, Thanksgiving Day, that shows you the reason. We haven't learned anything to this day, and we got college degrees, and then you got the parents, well, come out and get a plate. Well, I want stolen and bloody meat of understanding. This is why our forefathers lost their life at on this day. They celebrated the demise of your people. And we got college degrees, and we still say, well, I'll come out and get a plate. That's what kind of position we in as a people. Now we get ready to get up now for Christmas. Everything contrary to the Bible, we get ready to get up into that shortly. What's that, Brother BC? So that's why we need information. We got to build our nation back up because our nation never celebrated what we doing today. Our nation never did that. But once we got into captivity, they stole your books, your records. Now they're telling you you African American Negro in color and not the people on the book. And that's why all these things is on us today. That's why we got to gather ourselves together, O nation, not desire, and understand something. We once was a nation in power, but we had our mind on right now. Mind is
Let's read the book of Second Acts, chapter 3, taking it back up at verse number 30.
Right.
And has spared wicked doers.
You spared wicked doers.
And has destroyed your people.
You destroyed your people.
And has preserved your enemy.
You preserved your enemy.
And has not signified it. Verse 31. I do not remember how this way may be left.
Yeah.
Are they then of Babylon better than they of Yadazu?
He said, is the world better than us? Is we just a born slave? Is they better than
YAW and all else that came up. See, YAW is the name that gets you out of slavery and starts in your mind. That is the true name of your mighty one, YAW. That's the name you got to have. That's the name you got to go forward in. The program must be about YAW. That is the champion name.
The book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 32. Or what generation has so believed your covenant as Israel?
He said, nobody don't believe nothing you got going on. Everybody's doing Sunday, Lord, God, and Jesus. Everybody's doing Sunday, Lord, God, and Jesus, and T.D. Jakes is walking around with skinny jeans on. With a tight vest on. With one button, but he can't button the rest of them up. Go ahead.
Verse 33.
What?
And yet their reward appeared not.
And their reward appeared not. They got the big houses, big cars, everything is dead in the green. He said, I'm watching this thing. Go ahead.
And their labor have no fruit.
And their labor have no fruit when it's all said and done. Everything you'll gain in this world will come to nothing. What's going to stand is this word. Go ahead.
For I have gone here and death through the 17 nations.
He said, I don't watch everything. He said, my job as a seer, I don't watch everything. I don't watch all this thing. I went left, north, south, east, west. I don't watch this thing. Go ahead.
Okay. Verse number 34.
What?
Well, 17. Finish up 33. And I see that they flow in wealth.
Everybody's happy. Everybody's getting good. Everybody's driving a Ferrari. Everybody's driving something big, jumping into it, driving away. Pray.
And think not upon your law.
And they don't think about nothing you got on the table, because all of them doing something. Pray.
Verse 34. Weigh you therefore our wickedness.
He said, but weigh our wickedness. He said, weigh our wickedness.
Now in the balance.
Yes.
And there's also that dwell in the world.
Pray.
And so shall your name nowhere be found. But in Israel.
And all one gonna call on your name is in Israel. And all one call on his name is assisting on the camp of voices of the two Israelites. Everybody is called on Lord God and Jesus and Allah and Buddha. They don't call on the name even to this day. The full letter, the only man get you salvation. Got a lot of great camps out there. But they got to call on the true name. YHWH. Yahweh, he's
going to
watch it
until
you get straight.
Verse 34. Weigh you therefore our wickedness now in the balance, and theirs also that dwell in the world. And so shall your name nowhere be found but in Israel.
That's right. That's right. And you don't want to go find in the system on the council of all of the two Israelites. Even to this day, go ahead.
Verse 35. Or when was it that they which dwell upon the earth have not sinned in your sight?
You say, all of them sinned in your sight. All of them sinned in your sight. Go ahead.
Or what people have to keep your law?
Yeah, go ahead.
Verse 36. You shall find that Israel by name has kept your precepts.
Only one going to keep your precepts is the six anointed camps of forces of the two Israelites. But that's why we got to come together as a nation and for them to start seeing our work. And then they're going to say, okay, now we clear. That is the ministry. Let's get behind that ministry. That's why I keep telling you, we got to organize. Bump shoulders, come together. You are your brothers and sisters, people. We got to show them that our light shines. Let our light shine, they can see our once we in order. Go ahead and read.
Okay. Verse 36.
Listen.
You shall find that Israel by name has kept your precepts.
All I want to keep your precepts is Israel, the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites.
But not the 17 nations.
And the other nations ain't going to keep nothing. They'll keep Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year. That's what they're going to keep. They kept Thanksgiving. They're getting ready for New Year. And Christmas before that. Mm-hmm. They get ready for that. Ain't that right?
I Hallelujah. Well,
and all of them going to keep it. They want to tell you Happy Christmas to you. Mm-hmm. I like to say Happy Thanksgiving. Did they say that to you? That's a Holocaust to you. Your forefathers and mothers died, got massacred, abused, got cut up into pieces, got head cut off the neck. They kicked your head around. Get the history of about today, yesterday. Taking all away. Your parents lost their life. They stuffed you into holes and so many of y'all got killed. Us got killed. And that was the stuff that it's all about. Cranberry sauce is your blood ran all of it. Ran all over the place. And you were the turkey. You were the turkey. And we're going to talk about that. And on that note, we're going to bring our elder back in. And we're going to take my man. So we meet the elder of our boys, you said, our elder, y'all out. Y'all probably be there for you, right?
Well, bless you, sir, Israel. To see you, right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, now, once again, we in the top part of Yahweh's Sabbath day, and this is Yahweh doing, and it is marvelous. Now, we're going to keep at a few things. I just had one of them old tooth yanked out a couple of days ago, so I had to bear with me tonight. I'm going to give it my best shot. Go as far as I can go with it. You know that young lion that lay it in the wings, and he ready to take it all the way. We thank Yahweh for the young lions that are about his business. That's what we thank Yahweh for, the young lion that is on their job. We're going to look at the book of Luke right quick. We'll get a few in, and then I'm going to pass on over to this young lion here. Let's look at Luke 12:12, Mother. Let's keep at it, because we got some things on the agenda that's getting ready to come around the corner, so
we're going to
keep at them for a quick hot second and take a look at a few things and move on down the road. But let's look at that Luke chapter 12 verse 12. The book of Luke chapter 12 verse 12. The mother Israel will see you right.
The book of Luke chapter 12 verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
We have been able to teach you while we believe that in that very same hour, that the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. So let's look at, we need to have a clear understanding about the operations of this righteous minister spirit. Let's keep at the book of Psalms right quick. Let me see if I can pull out a statement. Right quick in the book of Psalms, I need to lay my eyes on a statement in the book of Psalms. Mother Z is written. Let's look at Psalm chapter 28, and let's look at verse number 5. Psalm 28, verse number 5, Mother Z Israel, of the writer. Take your time, let everybody get there. Come on. Want everybody eyes on the book. Everybody eyes on the book. Read the same thing.
That's right.
Right along with us.
That's right.
This ain't no movie that they left behind. No, we ain't want to leave nobody behind. We don't want to leave nobody get left behind. The book of Psalms, chapter 28, verse number 5, Mother Z Israel, see you, Roy. All right, when you get there, let us know by saying hallelujah, Kwa. Book of Psalms 28, verse number 5. Like the still saying, we know that they was in rough form yesterday on what they call Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
That's what we call it.
Hallelujah, Kwa.
Murder of, I know them. I'm
one event, those Pequot Native Americans, as they call them, 700 was slaughtered. And the ones that wouldn't come out of the house, they set it on fire and burned them alive. This one took place on what they called a Great Day, Thanksgiving Day, right? But let's look at that book of Psalm 28, Mother. Let's pick up verse number 5. Now they got this other thing that's on the horizon. They call December the 25th, right? And then they got that thing right around the corner they call, New Year. But we gonna keep it all in this stuff. He was really going on. But let's look at the book of Psalms, chapter 28. And let's look at verse number 5. Need some help there, younger blood? Psalms chapter 28. And let's keep that verse number 5. All right. You're rolling pretty good, yeah? Psalms 28, verse number 5. Let's see what we're working with that mother of me. Psalms chapter 28, verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Because they regard not the words of the Yahuwah.
They regard not the words of Yahuwah. Go ahead.
The words of the Yahuwah, neither.
Nor
open.
Nor the operation.
Nor the operation of his hand.
But it says they regard not the works of Yahuwah, nor the operation of his hand. Hold that point there, Brother D. B.C. Israel C. Royer. It's a statement I want to pull out in the book of Wisdom of Solomon, I believe. You got that red book over there? All right. Let me see if I can put it out first. In the book of, let me see if I can write it down. The statement in, I wanted to say Wisdom of Solomon, but I don't see it there. Let me see if I can write it down right quick. Brother B.C. Israel. So they said in the book of Psalms that they regard not the works of Yahuwah, nor the operation of his hand. And we know where we need to know where we can find out about the works of Yahuwah. If I can run down this quote right quick. The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6. Let's pick that verse number 25, Brother B.C. Israel of C.E. Royal. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6. And verse number 25. We're looking for Wisdom of Solomon in the Apocrypha, the read in the book.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Receive therefore instructions, though my words.
So he says, you gotta go too fast, and I'll go down a bit. He said, I receive instructions. Through what? Receive instructions.
Through my word.
So he said you got to receive instructions through the word of the Most High Yahuwah, right? That's how we get instructed. Go ahead.
And it shall do you good.
And it's going to do you what?
Good.
So he said receive instructions through the word of Yahuwah. And that will do you good. Let's look at the book of Sirach. Young brother, B.C., you got a book over there?
Yeah,
all right, Mother D of Israel. Look at Sirach 42. And let's keep that verse number 15. Book of Sirach 42, verse number 15. Mother D of Israel of C. Royal. So we said that because they regard not the words of Yahuwah, nor the operation of his hands, right? Let's see where we can find the works of Yahuwah. The book of Sirach 42, verse number 15.
Yes, ma'am.
You will now remember the works of Yahweh and declare the things that I have seen. And the word of Yahweh are his words.
Big
words.
Like a need to know every eye across every cheek.
That's right.
The book of Jeremiah, Moses, chapter 8. Let's pick it up at verse. Let's get to the point. Verse number 8 and 9. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, verse number 8 and 9. Moses, the Israel of Sea,
right.
To see exactly what we reject, right? The book of Jeremiah, Moses, Israel, see royal. Chapter 8. And let's keep that verse number 8 and verse number 9. We need to make it as clear as crystal, right? So everybody can see. Jeremiah, chapter 8.
Israel, right?
He made
it plain as can be what his mission was. But let's look at
Jeremiah 8. Let's run back there and get that 8 in verse number 9, Mother Z. Jeremiah 8 and 9. Let's keep at this thing right quick.
Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 9. I mean, Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8 and 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 8. Mm-hmm. How do you say we are wise?
How do you say you wise, go ahead?
And the law of the Yahweh is with us.
So we know he gave us all the ways of knowledge, right? Go ahead. Certainly.
Lo, certainly in vain, making he it.
Made he it, great.
Made he it.
Mm-hmm.
The
pen
of the
strive
is in vain.
Verse number 9, come on.
Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
The wise men are ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
They are dismayed and take.
And taken, go ahead.
And taken low, they have rejected the words of the Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And what wisdom is in them?
But when you reject Yahweh's word, Israel, you ain't got nothing else to work with.
That's right.
Because the only thing he imparted to you, he gave you all the ways of knowledge, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Let's look at they like to say, well, you read out of that old book. Let's see what he said in the new book.
That's right.
Let's see if we got anything in the new book we can tie into this conversation. Especially the book of Acts. Brother B.C. is Brother C. Roy. Acts chapter 7.
B.C. Junior. Grab that B.C. Junior.
Oh, okay.
In the red book.
No, in the regular old book. In the book of Acts. In the regular book. As they call it. The book of Acts chapter 7. We want to look at verse 51 and verse number 53. Young lion, B.C., Israel, of the Roy. Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and verse number 53.
We want to
make it plain as can be. What we done rejected, right?
You make it plain, Elder.
Acts chapter 7, verse 51.
No.
Read
my chest now. You got that one Bible listen to you. Read my chest.
Go all of the law,
judge, any man. Well, yet.
Get out, young man.
Acts chapter 7, verse 51.
Go all of the law, judge.
We need to line this book up and make it plain as can be, right? Acts 7:51, what he said.
Go all out, judge any man before.
Well, yet.
Father died, so he and so
As your father did, so do you. Verse 53. What this Holy Ghost that we resist? Verse 53. Verse number 53.
That's right, homie. Who has received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it?
So he's saying that what we already reject is the prayer of Yahweh, the Torah instructions of Yahweh.
That's right.
And what we push it to the side, right? Now, I don't want none of that.
I don't want none of that.
But this is the best diet in town.
That's right. It's eternity.
Then said Judas to the men,
mm-hmm.
that were with him. Fear you not, their multitude, neither be you afraid of their assault.
Well, here we know.
But now,
mm-hmm.
remember how our fathers were delivered in the Red Sea.
They going back and remembering the works of their fathers, right?
That's right.
They remember how our fathers were delivered in the Red Sea, go ahead.
When Pharaoh pursued them with an army.
Verse number 10, come on.
Verse number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Now therefore let us cry unto heaven.
So he said, let us cry to Yahweh, right? Go ahead.
Yahweh. And peradventure, Yahweh will have mercy upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And remember the covenant of our fathers.
Go ahead.
And destroy this host before our face this day.
Verse 11, come on.
Verse 11.
Uh-huh.
That so all the 17 nations may know that there is one who delivered and saved Israel.
But it's one. It's going to deliver and save Israel, right?
Verse
number 20, come on.
Verse 20.
Yes, sir.
Who when they perceived that Yahshua Judah had put their host to flight
and were burning
the tent, for the smoke that was seen declared what was done.
They said that Yahweh Judah, they put the host to flight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we need to put the host to flight. Mother dear Israel, see, let's run to 2 Corinthians right quick. Let's see what is our weapon of choice. Mother dear Israel, 2 Corinthians.
That's right.
Chapter 10. Let's pick up that verse number 3. What is our weapon of choice, Mother dear Israel? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. 3 through 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 6. But we surely get not the powerful form of Judah. But we got the most powerful thing on the planet, right?
That's right.
2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse number 3 to 6. Mother dear Israel, see you run. How we gonna overcome this thing? 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse number 3 to 6. Mother dear Israel, see you run.
Everybody at the beginning, and once, and you keep coming, you keep turning pages, one day you'll give it there, wait until you hear, you'll give it time to it. You're fine.
Everybody
at the beginning, same way.
I'm a witness to that.
We find Genesis. And all of a sudden we'll find Genesis, and in between everything, once you apply out there.
Hallelujah.
I know. That's right. So, keep turning them pages. Keep doing them reps. Keep doing them reps. We start to see out there swollen. Start swollen up, right?
Hallelujah.
Keep putting them reps in.
Hallelujah. They say practice makes perfect.
Hallelujah. Right. You're right,
Elmer. The more you do it, the better you're going to be at it.
That's right. That's right.
I can almost drive the bus with my eyes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
I don't
believe that. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to
6. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
For though we walk in the flesh.
So we walk in the flesh, go ahead.
We do not wear after the flesh.
We don't walk after the flesh. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh, go ahead.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
So the weapon of our warfare is not carnal. Go ahead, but
mighty through Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
To the pulling down of strongholds.
Strongholds got pulled out.
Casting down imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And brightness.
Bringing?
Coming and bringing into captivity every thought
mm-hmm.
to the obedience of Yahweh's Son.
Verse number 6, come up.
Right.
is
so when you walk in that order, it's your duty to be your brother or sister keeper, right?
Yeah, I got a precept on that.
Hallelujah, boy.
Okay, Moses, they said, be what again in that verse?
You know,
it was a big word they put in. You got to be what kind of way in that verse?
Be ready.
You got to be ready. But I need to know what kind of ready. Hey, Mother, I need to know what kind of ready you got to be in First Ezra, that red book, 8, verse 3. What kind of ready that he wants you to be? See, this is how I got to go. We got to first build our nation because we got to get ready. Everything we think is supposed to come after, it comes after we get ready.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to know what kind of ready we got to be. And that means we either turn these pages, go in the Bible, correct the wrongs according to the Bible, build them up according to the Bible. See, in Job 22:26, we got to build up the people, the nation of Israel, to be what kind of ready? What kind of ready, Moses? Israel. Chapter 8, verse 3. What kind of ready we got to get?
Israel.
Get over that red book. 8, verse 3. What kind of ready we got to get? They had a record a long time ago about temptation called Get Ready.
Yeah.
You got to come, right?
Hallelujah.
Okay. All right, good. So what kind of ready do we got to be according to 8, verse 3, Emma? First Ezra 8, verse 3. What kind of ready we got to be?
The book of First Ezra, chapter 8, verse 3. This Ezra went up from Babylon as a stride, being very ready.
What kind of ready?
Very ready.
Very ready. See, that's what we got to do. That's why it's so important when you bump shoulders together. One accord. We got to get, what kind of ready, Mama?
Very ready.
And this is where it starts, that right here. Then Yahweh will add on everything we need after that. You add on to it over in 6:33 of the book of Matthew. Then all those things that you want, it comes after that. But the first thing we got to get, what kind of ready, Mother?
Very ready.
Back on to our
hill. Hallelujah. Well, let's run back to that first magazine, young man. Chapter 4, let's begin about 24 through 25, 51 through 59. I'm going to let you sail on down the road with this one.
Okay. Going back over to the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 4, we're picking it back up at, verse 24, then we drop it down to 25, 51 down to 59.
Yes, sir.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 4, verse number 20 reads.
Mm-hmm.
For when they perceived that Yahdai Judah had put their host to flight and were burning the tent, for the smoke that was seen declared what was done.
They Judah had set them on fire, right? Verse 24, come out.
24.
Yes, ma'am.
After this, they went home and sang a song of thanksgiving.
Great.
And praise Yahweh in heaven.
So this is what we should be thankful for, right? They sung a song of thanksgiving. Go ahead. Because what?
Because it is good.
Mm-hmm.
Because his mercy endures forever.
Verse 25, come on.
25.
Uh-huh.
Thus Israel had a great deliverance that day.
So this is the Maccabees that was coming up under the hand of the Greeks, right?
Hallelujah.
Verse 51. So they were getting ready to do some things in verse 51. What were they getting ready to do, brother?
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 51 reads,
mm-hmm.
Furthermore, they set the loaves upon the table
mm-hmm.
and spread out the fowls
mm-hmm.
and finished all the works which they had begun to make.
Read 46. Verse 46.
46.
Mm-hmm.
And laid up the stones in the mountain of the temple in a convenient place.
Mm-hmm.
Until there should come a seer to show what should be done with them.
So this is when they would begin to rededicate the temple of Yahweh, right?
Hallelujah.
Verse 52, what do you say? What day did this all be jump off?
Verse 52.
Mm-hmm.
Now on the fifth, 20th day of the of the ninth month.
Hold on. This happened on what day?
The 25th
of what
day
month?
Of the ninth month.
Hold that point. We can tie all this good stuff in. Young Lions, BC, Israel, C. Roy. It's right there, Exodus 12. So this happened in the 12th month, right? Now let's see if we can get our count on, Young Lions. Exodus chapter 12. Let's see that verse number 1 and 2. Young Lion, BC, Israel. Exodus 12, verse number 1 and 2. So this took place in the ninth month. And we want to start a little count here. Exodus 12, verse number 1 and 2. Young Lion, BC, Israel, see you right.
Okay, Exodus chapter 12, verse.
Come on with it. 1 and 2.
1 and 2.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying,
say what?
In the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It should be the first month of the year to you.
So Yahweh gave a direct order, right? He said, this month shall be the beginning of month to you. It shall be the first month of the year. Now let's see if that first month is January. Young Lion, Brother BC, Exodus 13, verse 4. What month is we referring to here? Exodus 13, verse 4. What is the month that he is pointing to here? Exodus chapter 13, verse number 4. What month is this? Point to. Say, this is your beginning of the year, right? Exodus 13, verse 4.
Exodus chapter 13.
Verse number 4.
Mm-hmm. This day came ye out the month Abib.
The month Abib. So the month Abib is equivalent to what? The Julian. The Gregorian calendar called April, right?
Hallelujah.
Well, if we count from April to December, we got how many months? Nine months, right?
Hallelujah. Well.
So the ninth month, according to Yahweh, would be December, right?
That's right.
Is that what we read?
That's what we read.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 4. What happened in the December? I mean, that's what the book says, right?
That's what the book says.
We can't just put it out there. The book of 1 Maccabees 4, verse 50, 52. Pick it up at 52. What happened in the December, bro?
Alright, we're going to read this 1 Maccabees chapter 4. We're going to pick it up at verse number 52.
Mm-hmm.
52 read.
What do you read?
Now on the 5th and 20th day of the ninth month.
Which is December, correct?
Which is called the month of Kislev.
And I would advise you to look up this information and verify it for yourself, right? Go ahead.
In the 148th year.
So this is 148 B.C., right? Go ahead.
Right. They rose up big times in the morning.
What did they do? Verse 53.
53.
Mm-hmm.
And offered sacrifice.
Go ahead.
According to the law.
According to what?
According to the law.
Go ahead, read out.
Upon the new altar.
So they had a new altar because we could read in the book of Maccabees that those old Greeks had defiled the temple and the altar. St. John chapter 10, verse 22, and verse number 23. Brother B.C. Israel, see Romans.
St. John, here we go. St. John, chapter 10.
Verse 22 and verse 23. St. John chapter 10, verse 22 and verse 23. Whenever you're ready, take on. St. John.
St. John.
St.
John.
In the gospel, the four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So let's see if you got brother son, if he, knew anything about this piece called dedication. St. John, the fourth book in what they call the Gospels, right? St. John chapter 10, verse 22 and verse 23. Book of St. John chapter 10.
Okay, book of St. John chapter 10.
Verse 22 and
22 and 23.
Yes, sir.
And it was at Jerusalem.
It was in Yahdah, Judah, polluted where Jerusalem there is.
The feast of the dedication, and it was winter.
So the feast of dedication is in what season?
Winter.
Verse 23. Let's see if Yahweh the Son made his present known.
And Yahweh the Son walked into the temple. Solomon's
court. So he showed up for the feast of dedication, right? Now let's see what the majority of our people are going to be on December 25th.
Sure.
Mother Israel, see, Roy, let's see what they're going to be on. Because Yahweh said that we should be keeping the feast of dedication. But let's see what they're going to be on, Mother. The book of Jeremiah chapter 10, 1 through 4. Let's see what they're going to be on. Now let's see if you are familiar with this ceremony here.
Jeremiah chapter 10.
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse number 1 through 4. Mother E. Israel is singing right. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse number 1 through 4. How when you get there? Jeremiah 10, 1 through 4. But let's see what the majority of our people, they get ready to gear it all up for. Jeremiah chapter 10. Verse number 1 through 4. Mother E. Israel, the seed royal. Jeremiah 10. Verse number 1 through 4. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 10. Let's see what they get ready to get all deep, as the young folks say, right? When they get deep up full. Jeremiah, chapter 10. Verse number 1 through 4. Mother E. Israel, the seed royal.
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Well, he said, here he the word which Yahweh speaks. He the word which Yahweh speaks. Go ahead.
Unto you, O family of Israel.
Israel, open up your ears. Verse number 2. What he say?
Mm-hmm. Thus says Yahweh.
Thus says Yahweh. Go ahead.
Learn not the ways of the nations.
He said, learn not the ways of the other 17 nations. Go ahead.
And be not dismayed at the signs of heaven.
And he said, don't be looking up in the sky for a sign, right? You know, is this my zodiac sign? Go ahead, read out.
For the nations, the 17 nations are dismayed at them.
So he said the 17 nations are dismayed at them. Hold that point. Mother Z, let's see what they own. Let's see if we can tie this thing together. I got 10 minutes to cook this book right quick. The book of Psalms, Mother Z, 96. Let's see what the 17 nations, what they own, Mother Z. Psalms 96. And let's pick up one verse. Verse number 5. Psalms 96, verse 5. What they own, Mother Z. Let's see if we can tie this thing here right quick. Psalms 96, verse number 5. What did they own, Mother Z? Well, he said the 17 nations are dismayed at the fire of heaven. Said, let's see what they're working with, Mother Z. Psalm 96. And let's just look at one verse. Verse number 5. Psalm 96. Verse number 5. Mothers eat Israel, a sea royal. What they working with them, mothers? What is the 17 nations on, mothers? Psalm 96, verse number 5. Psalm 96, verse number 5. What are the other 17 nations, what they get ready to cook up here, Uriah, mother? What they get ready to cook up? Psalm 96, verse 5.
Psalm chapter 96, verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
For all the false Yahwahs.
For all the false Yahwahs.
Of the nation are ours.
But go ahead.
But the Yahwah made the heaven. That's it.
But Yahwah made the heaven, right? He said all the false Yahwahs of the nation. He said everything they have cooking up is they bow down and worship an idol, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can make it a little bit clear. Psalm 115, young lion, Brother Makai, Israel, C. Roy. Psalm chapter 115, and let's be there, verse number, let's begin at verse number 4. Psalm 115, verse number 4, young lion.
We're going over to the book of Psalm chapter 15. 115.
Verse number 4. Let's see what they're working with.
We're going over to the book of Psalms, 115, verse number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Psalms, chapter 115, verse number 4, read.
What do you read?
Their idols are silver and gold.
Go ahead.
The work of man's hand.
So their idols are what? Silver and gold. Let me in Jeremiah chapter 10. Jeremiah chapter 10, pick it back up at 3, 2 through 4. Jeremiah 10, 2 through 4. But let's see where you tie this in right quick. Jeremiah 10, 2 through 4. So the idols of the nation, 17 nations are silver and gold, right?
Hallelujah.
Let's see what they're doing with the silver and gold, your mother. What are they doing with that silver and gold? Because if you got anything going on with the silver and gold, that's idol worship, right?
Hallelujah.
Is that what we read?
We read.
Jeremiah 10, verse 2 through 4, Mother Israel.
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Thus said Yahweh.
Thus said Yahweh.
Learn not the ways of the 17 nations.
Mm-hmm.
And be not dismayed at the signs of heaven.
Go ahead.
But the nations, the 17 nations, are dismayed at them.
Verse number 3, come
verse
on.
3.
Mm-hmm.
But the custom of the people are vain.
He said the custom, this ritual, this custom of the people are vain, go ahead.
For one cutteth a tree out of the forest.
Now, what day do they go and grab a tree out of the forest? Well, you ain't even got to go to the forest. I remember one year I seen 50 trucks full of trees going down these rivers.
Hallelujah, boy.
You ain't even got to go to the forest no more.
Right.
They bring it to you. They even drive it off at your house, boy. Mm-hmm. What kind of a tree out of the forest? Go ahead, that you what?
The work of the hand of the workman.
Go ahead.
With the axe.
Verse number 4, what they do with it, huh?
They take it with silver and with gold.
So we just read that silver and gold is the false Yahwah, idols of the nations, right?
Hallelujah.
So when you're doing this tree and silver and gold, you worship it. We're going to read what you're worshiping now. Go ahead, read on. They fasten it what?
They fasten it with nail and with hammer.
Go ahead.
That it move not.
Now we need to make it plain, Mother D of Israel. What is they up to in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10? And that's going to be it for me.
Okay.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, Mother D of Israel, verse 20 and 21. What is they working with? Let's put a name on it, Mother. Let's call it like it is. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 20 and 21. Mother D of Israel, see you right. Yes, ma'am? We we need to know exactly what the December 25th thing they be on is all about. What are they really up to? Mother D.F. Israel, see you right now. That might not be music to your ears, but this word is truth.
Hallelujah. What?
1 Corinthians 10, 20 and 21. What did you say?
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20 reads. But I say that the things with the Gentiles sacrifice.
With the 17 nations sacrifice, what are they doing?
They sacrifice the devil.
They worship them. What?
The devil.
Go ahead.
And not to Yahweh.
Get up.
And I would not that you should have fellowship with the devil.
Verse 21, come on.
21.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot drink the cup of Yahweh.
Go ahead.
And the cup of devil.
Go ahead.
You cannot be partakers of Yahweh's table.
Well, you don't sit down at the devil's table at Yahweh's table. You can't do it, right? Go ahead.
And of the table of devil.
It can't be done. You're going to either do what Yahweh got on the table, or you're going to be worshiping Satan, the devil, right?
You good over there, Mother Dear Israel?
Yeah.
All right. Hallelujah.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. Verse 19. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what he should speak of, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you ought to speak.
What you shall speak.
So we're going to get this back in the same hour, you know, what we ought to speak. We got to take some thought about this thing. We're going to let the right spirit do some lead. Let's see what he has to say over there in the book of John, Mother D.F. Israel. Give me John chapter 14 I want you to give me verse number 26. And then, B.T. Israel, I want you to watch. See, my mother, D.F. Israel, going over there to that John. She's going to John chapter 14, verse 26. I want you to give me that thing I'm looking for. It's Romans chapter 15, verse number 4. Yeah, after Mother D.F. Israel, I'm getting you prepared. 15, verse number 4. After Mother D.F. Israel, give me that. John chapter 14, verse 26.
John chapter 14, verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
So the Comforter, which is this righteous spirit, is going to teach you all things. He's going to bring all things back to your remembrance. But when he brings things back to our remembrance, how is things going to be, Brother D.C. Israel, T. Rook, that we can read in the book of Romans chapter, I say 15, verse 4?
Hallelujah, 4.
Romans chapter 15, verse number 4. For whatsoever things were written, aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
So everything that was written aforetime, he said that, because right now it wasn't no Romans written down when Paul was laying his leg down. You know, Paul was the one that put this Romans 6 together. But it wasn't no Romans when he laid the 6 down. So he said, well, it was written the fourth time, was written before I learned. He said, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So this thing got to be written inside of the scriptures. So let's go back and see what our Father had to say now. And we're going to see, because our Father, Abraham, is a courtier. Let's go read the book of Jubilee, Mother Eve. I want you to turn me to chapter Jubilee. Mother D.F. Israel got the book of Jubilee over there. We're going to go to chapter 21, Mother Eve. And we're going to pick it up at just verse number 10, but it's something that I'm looking for in that last few lines there. It really is in that last couple lines right there.
Oh,
yeah, we're going to book of Jubilee. We're going to pick it up at chapter 21. Yes, ma'am. We're going to pick it up at verse number 10. But it's a line that I'm looking for. It's a profound statement that Abraham said, our father, out of his mouth. And let's see how he conducted himself when he came down to some things that was written. So whenever you're ready, you guys are ready over there, Mother D.F. Israel, Brother B.G. Israel.
You say.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 21. We're going to pick it up at verse number 10.
And
eat
it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll pick it up right there.
And eat is meat on the day and on the second day, and that not the sun on the day. Second day go down until go down upon until it is eat, and let nothing be left over for the third day, for it is not acceptable that no longer be eaten. All who eat therefore will bring sin upon themselves. For thus I have found it written in the book of the forefathers that in the words of the ancient book, in the words of Enoch, and in the words of Noah,
that's right there. Right there. That's all we need. So, read that. Give me verse 1 and see who was doing the talking. Now, remember, he just said that he thought this was written in the book of his forefathers. He said in the words of Enoch, in the words of Noah. Who got these words in, that was written? Who's the one that was doing the talking in verse 1, Brother B.C. Israel?
Abraham.
Read it out.
I become old and know not the day of death, and am full of my days.
Right there. That's all we need. So Abraham was the one that called his son Isaac. And Abraham was the one that let him know that he said in verse 10, for thus I have found it written in the books of my forefathers, and in the words of Enoch, and in the words of Noah. Yes. Abraham was doing the teaching to his son about the things that were written.
Yes.
That's how he laid his leg down. So let's do a little bit more research inside of this book of Jubilee. And it's something I want to get a come and find out about another one of our forefathers, so we can understand how they operate.
Hallelujah.
So let's go over to Mother Eve. Now we're going over to chapter 19. We're still in the book of Jubilee. But this time we're going to go to chapter 19. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 13. And let's start from there and read down until we get our point. Give me 13 and 14. We're going to the book of Jubilee. And what we're going to read is, we're going to read verse number, chapter 19, verse 13 and verse 14. Now remember, everything was written before I learned.
That's right.
And we got to get this thing down how it's written. So Abraham, my father, said, hey, I got this thing written down in the book too for my father. Mm. He said, my father was Enoch, and my father was Noah. He said, I got this thing from them. As he was reading, he was telling his boy. Mm. So let's keep this ball game rolling. So let's see how our fathers operated in the book of Jubilee, chapter 19.
The book of Jubilee,
go over there, BC Israel, Zero.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 19, verse 13 and 14. Verse 13, and in the sixth week, in the second year, there are 2046 a.m., Rebecca bare to Isaac two sons, Jacob and Esau.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob was a smooth, wait a minute. And Jacob was smooth, an upright man. And Esau was furious.
So he said, so what's going on right now is that we just come to find out that with Rebecca bare Isaac two sons. Now, we got two sons coming on from Isaac, and one of his sons was named Jacob, and the other name was Esau. He said Jacob was smooth and upright man, and Esau was fierce, a man of the field. Now I'm going to start right there, and we're going to precept a little bit something about that here. But folks, hold your spot, Mother Eve. Thank you, sir. Now, hold your spot right there, Mother Eve, because we're going to see what they're talking about. What do you mean Jacob was smooth and Esau was a fierce man and was in his field? So let's go find out something about these two right here that's going on that we can go read. Now, we're going to turn over to the book of Genesis, Mother D.F. Israel. Now, let's go to Genesis, and we're going to pick it up at chapter 22. 25. And we're going to first get an account about when these two first came to exist. We're going to start right there, but we're going to stay in the book of Genesis. Genesis 25, and I want you to pick it up at verse 23 down to verse 26. Man, give me all the way to 27, right? We're going to read it all the way through. We're going to the book of Genesis, and Mother Eve continue to hold her position there. Don't lose that page. We tie it back to the book of Jubilee. But we're dealing with a family affair right now.
Mm.
And we want to get an understanding of description on what he meant about one was smooth and the other one was fierce and hairy.
Hallelujah. It says, verse 23,
Genesis 25:23-27.
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis chapter 25, verse 23. And Yahweh said unto her, two nations are in your womb.
Two nations in your womb.
And two manner of people shall be separated from your bowels.
Now they say two manners of people, so it's like, it's like you sitting next to two different people right there, and you notice and look at them and say, man, these two people got two different types of mannerisms. These two people are different. So you got two manners of people that's inside of the womb.
And the one people shall be stronger than the other people.
Okay, so, and keep in mind, it said it was two nations.
Yeah, right.
These are two nations, so they go two nations right there.
Yes.
All right, keep that in mind. But two matters, and one is going to be stronger than the other. And what else, Mother?
And the elder shall serve the youngest.
So the elder, the oldest boy, will serve the youngest one.
Yes.
All right, 24.
24. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled,
yes, ma'am.
Behold, there were twins in her womb.
There's the twin brothers in the womb. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll have 25.
And the first came out red all over, like a hairy garment. And they called his name Esau.
And he came out red all over like a hairy garment. But we want to clarify what type of red this was in Isaiah 29:22 BC Israel. What type of red this was? We don't want to just leave a description. In the open field, just leave it. Yes, sir. 29, verse 22. What type of red this was? Now, this Esau came out red all over like a hairy garment.
Mm.
Now, remember, we just got done reading in the book of Jubilee, chapter 19, and we just was at verse 14, and he was saying that it was said to be known that Esau was fierce and hairy. So we're going to pick that back up so we can get a little bit more accountable. We want to get our foundation down packed. Our Psalms chapter 11, verse 3 down packed. If your foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, what are we picking it up, Brother B.C. Israel?
Isaiah chapter 29, verse 22.
Yes, sir. Keep something in mind now. He came out all red and hairy like a hairy garment. But we want to get it. What type of red is this?
Hallelujah. Chapter 29, verse 22.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, thus saith the Yahweh who redeemed Abraham from son of the house of Jacob.
Of Israel.
Of Israel.
Uh-huh.
Israel should not now be ashamed, neither should his face now wax pale.
That's right. So that means if Israel's face is not going to wax pale, what is that right there?
Well, when he...
No, just stop right there. You good right there. That's all we need. Just that verse. He says that Yahweh said that therefore thus says Yahweh, who redeemed Abraham concerning the family of Israel.
Yeah.
Israel should not be ashamed. So he said Israel is not going to be ashamed. What is he saying? That it's not going to be ashamed. This is what he's not going to be ashamed about. This is not going to happen to Israel.
Mm.
Neither shall his face now wax pale. pale red. Mm. So we're going to put a description on Esau all the way. You know when you look at old Esau, he look all pale, then he get all, you see that blood go through his skin, then he get even fired up even more. When he get upset, he get all red. He get real, he start getting red so much, he's glowing. Don't let him walk through the dark. Mm. So really check him out then. Only one you go see that pale red man. Now, Mother Dia Fitzgerald, we're going back over to you, and I have to cut in real quick just to bring that out. Now, let's go back to Genesis 25, and let's read 25 again. Now we got that point.
Genesis chapter 25, verse 25. And the first came out red.
What kind of red?
Pale red.
Hallelujah. What?
All over, like a hair of diamond.
Uh-huh.
And they called his name Esau.
Okay, and what happened in 26?
Verse 26. And after that came his brother out.
Uh-huh.
And his hand took hold on Esau's heel.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was called Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
And Isaac was 84 years old.
That's right.
And she bare them.
That's right.
Verse 27. And the boy grew.
And the boy grew.
And Esau was a cunning hunter.
Uh-huh. Now, I had somebody tell me the other day that you're not going to see boys nowhere in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. He just called Esau and Jacob at this time was a boy, the boy group.
Mm-hmm.
Now, continue to read.
A man of the field, and Jacob was a cunning hunter.
Uh-huh.
And Esau was a plain man.
So Jacob was a plain man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was once dwelling in tent, but Esau was a cunning hunter, mm-hmm. a man of the field. Uh-huh. Now, continue to read 28. That's my 38.
28.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved Esau.
That's right.
Because he did eat of his venison.
Uh-huh.
But Rebecca loved venison.
Now, we got a description of Esau complete.
Mm-hmm.
Esau is a pale red man that came out all hairy like a garment and loved to play in the field.
Mm-hmm.
He loved to go hunting. Yeah. All right. Now, doesn't that match the descriptions of Esau today, white man, white woman?
Yeah,
it's something they love to do. I just seen white man, white woman on Facebook the other day, got a whole deer sitting down there, happy and smile with some beers in his hand.
Yeah,
I said, hey, just like your father. Now, let's go find out what, get a description of our father, Jacob, at this time, looked like.
He got a deer on his wall, too. A deer on his wall.
Hallelujah, Hagwah. Might got some blood dripping out of him. The water fell. That's what they love to do. But let's get a Mother Dear Fitzgerald. Let's stay at Genesis 27 now. And let's pick it up at verse number 11, please. Because remember, they gave a description about one was a smooth man,
yeah,
and the other was a hairy man. All right, let's see which one is the which. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 11,
ma'am.
Genesis 27, verse 11.
That's right.
And Jacob said to Rebekah.
What did he say to his mother?
His mother. Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man.
What type of man he said his brother was?
A hairy man.
Oh, okay, the hairy man. What happened?
And I am a smooth man.
So he a smooth man. He ain't got no hair all on his skin like no Esau. All on his back. Raven whoop.
On his feet he got hair.
I tell you, man. You see they gotta go and get get all that wax and get it pulled off. They can't even just cut it off. That's where that stuff come from. But mother, now we just got a good description about what was said right here about these two, right?
They gotta go every other day.
every 2-3 days they in the shop. I tell you. But let's check it out and let's go back over to this book of Jubilees, Mother E. We're coming back to you, Mother E. And we'll go to this book of Jubilees, we're gonna pick it up in chapter 19. And we're going back to read where you left off at verse 13. Let's read that again. Now we know who we're talking about. We got this old hairy man and we got the smooth man.
Look at
go pick it up at 19.
I'm sorry, chapter 19, pick it up at verse 13. We're going back to 13.
Okay, let me see. We was in chapter 21.
No,
we're
there. Chapter 19.
19, okay. You read chapter 19. You said pick it up at verse 21.
Verse 13. We're going back to verse 13.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Look at you read chapter 19, verse 13, read. And in the sixth week, in the second year thereof, 2046 A.M., Rebekah bare to Isaac two sons, Jacob and Esau. And Jacob was a smooth and upright man.
Mm-hmm. So Jacob was a smooth and upright man. So we just got the description of Jacob, knowing that we got a description of exactly what he looked like. He was an upright man. Okay, continue to read.
And Esau was a man of the field.
Uh-huh.
And hairy. And Jacob dwelt in tents.
Uh-huh.
Verse 14. And the youth grew, and Jacob learned to write.
Mm-hmm.
But Esau did not learn.
Uh-huh.
For he was a man of the field.
That's right.
And a hunter.
And he's a hunter.
And he learned war.
And he learned war.
And all his deceit was fear.
And all his deeds was fear. So we just come to find out that Jacob was one that dwelt in tents. We're going to find out what he's doing in the tent in verse 14. And the youth grew, and Jacob learned to write. Mm-hmm. But Esau did not learn.
Right.
So if you sit down and you pay attention to us over here, the Israelites, that's over here in Shem's land, you come to find out that we pretty much invented everything.
That's right.
And not only did we just invent everything, Esau did not learn his stuff until he stole everything we had.
Mm-hmm.
While we was inventing everything, he was out in the field doing some hunting.
Mm-hmm.
He was out there learning how to walk. And all his deeds were fierce. But let's see what Jacob had to say in the book of Jubilees chapter 32. And we're going to pick it up at verse number
And he finished speaking with him, and he went up from him, and Jacob looked till he had ascended into heaven.
That's right.
And he saw 21. It indeed, 21. Chapter 21.
Verse 21.
Verse 21. And he saw in a vision of night, and behold, an angel descended from heaven with seven tablets in his hand.
So now pay attention. Pay attention now. An angel appeared with seven tablets in his hand.
Seven tablets in his hand.
And
he gave them to Jacob.
So he gave Jacob seven tablets, right? We read, right?
And he read them and knew all that was written there.
Okay. Now, hold on. Slow down real quick. We want to make sure that we catch what just had taken place right here. The ministry spirit came to Jacob. Mm-hmm. And the ministry spirit just gave Jacob seven tablets in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave them to Jacob. And then he gave, remember earlier, he selected. And he said, hey, they said that Jacob was one that liked to learn.
That's right.
One that dwelt in the tent.
Now,
right now, he just received some seven tablets with this, some books. He just gave him some books in his hand. Remember, we just got done reading. Everything is written is for our learning.
Yeah.
Through the strength of stuff.
Let me make a statement there. See, and that shows you about this religion called Islam.
Mm-hmm.
When the minister spirit comes, he brings you something that you can read.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
We got a ministry called Islam, and they vowed and said, Gabriel came to them.
He can't read.
He couldn't read. No, he can't show up on you unless you can read.
That's right.
He showed up and gave you something you can read.
That's right.
So see the difference between that.
Hey, you know what? You know, I'm going to just add something on to that. But hold your spot, B.C. Israel. I'm going to go ahead and read. See, I pull out something in the book of Revelation. Just to add on.
Go to the book of Ezekiel.
I want to pick it up at chapter 2. I want to want to read verse 7 down to verse 10. Y'all want to read verse 3, 1, 2, and 3.
And 10.
And 10. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 2, verse 7 down to 10. Verse 7 reads, and you shall speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will fulfill, for they are most revealed. Verse 8, for you, son of man, hear what I say unto you. Be not you rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat that I give you. Verse 9. And when I looked, behold, an hand was sent unto me. And lo, a roll of a book was therein. Hallelujah. 10. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without. And there was written therein lamentation and mourning and woe.
Be a man of Yahweh. You got to know how to read. But they can't come and bring you. Yes, they bring you something you can write with. And they stay with you until you can read it right.
We're going to BC Israel. They're going to get a close statement before we go.
All right, good enough. All right, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Last 20 minutes.
Look around, you see it. 2.
Yeah, one down to verse 4 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 10.
All right.
So I mean, what we're showing you, for us to make this thing to come to the next level, it ain't about the loads and about what we got to do until we got this together. We got to get this word. It all starts by us on one accord knowing his word. And when you got his word, you're going to speak his word.
Mm-hmm.
And then one thing about it is his word will not come void. You want to know how to get to the next level? Speak his word. Watch this. Go ahead.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, we're going to read verse 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then verse number 10.
Yes, sir.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse 1, reads, moreover, said unto me, son of man, eat that you find, eat this roll, this book, and go speak unto the family of Israel.
Uh-huh.
2, so I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. That book, verse 3. And he said unto me, son of man, cause your belly to eat, and fill your bowels with this robe, this book, that I give you. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth, honey or sweet.
Yeah.
Verse 4.
Now watch this.
And he said unto me, son of man, go, get you unto the family of Israel, and speak with my word unto them.
That's the game changer there. We got to always make sure when we speak of who words?
Yahweh's word.
Yahweh's word. That's the game changer. We got to make sure we speak in Yahweh's word. We're not in our feelings. We speak in his word. Verse 10.
Verse 10. Moreover, he said unto me,
what?
Son of man,
what?
All my words.
That I should speak.
Unto you. Receive in your mind. And hear with your ears.
You see that? That's what we got to do. That's why he makes it plain in Matthew 6 of 33. Look at 24 and 33. See, the first thing we got to do is to get what we got to get to. We got to get in the business to speak his words. If we continue to speak his words, then he got no choice. You understand what Matthew 6, 24 says and 33. Let's say that, young man.
Going over to the book of Matthew, we read chapter 6, and we read verse 24 and verse number 33.
Listen to this.
We're going over to the book of Matthew. We're going to read chapter 6. We're going to read verse 24, and we're going to read verse number 33.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 24 reads, no man can serve two masters.
You can't serve two masters. You can't put the horses on the top. What?
For either he will hate the one.
You hate the one.
And love the other.
And love the other.
Or else he will hold to the one.
Yeah.
And despise the other.
Yeah.
You cannot serve Yahweh in man.
You can't serve Yahweh and be keeping up with the Joneses in this world.
Right? That's right. Mm-hmm. Verse 33.
What?
But seek you first.
What?
The kingdom of Yahweh.
Then what?
And his righteousness.
Then what?
And all these things should be added unto you.
So, you know, you got some say, well, you know, I'm getting mine to go this. No, we got to get this right first.
That's right.
We got to get the word right first. We got to know how to speak his word from his book.
Yahweh.
Once you speak his word from his book, then Yahweh will show up the next move.
Mm-hmm.
It all got to be told. Listen, no. Ain't about nobody and else putting nothing together until we get the word together.
That's right.
Then Yahweh gonna increase everything in us back to your mind.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, Mother D of Israel, I'm gonna need your help. I need to pick up where Brother BC Israel had left off at. We was reading over there in we was over there in 32.
Yes, sir.
And he left off at we're going to pick it back up at verse 21 again. Now that we got our good foundation down pat, we know Ezekiel received that book in Ezekiel chapter 2. We read 7 down to 10 and 3 in chapter 3 verse 1 all the way down to 4 and verse 10. So we know Ezekiel received some books too. But that's also that's Ezekiel's tip. Now, we're going back over to the book of Jubilees, keep in mind, we're dealing with our father, Jacob. He about to receive some things here. Mm-hmm. Remember, he was one that loved to learn and he was in a tent. Now, we want to see what is it he was learning. Yes, ma'am. We're going to chapter 32, and you're going to pick it up at verse 21 now until we get our point.
And he saw in a vision of the night, and behold, an angel descending from heaven with seven tablets in his hand.
So he had seven tablets, which were seven books in his hand.
And he gave them to Jacob.
So Jacob received these books. What did he do with them?
And he read that.
And he did what? In the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 8, blessed he that reads.
Right.
So he get his blessing right now, all right?
That's right.
Okay, continue to read, Mark.
Okay. And he read them and knew all that was written therein, which would befall him and his son.
Good comprehension.
And now, I wanna, you know, as you read Mother G of Israel, bear with me because I want to emphasize these things that's written down here. I want to point them out. And one of the things I want to emphasize here that we read about, he says, and he knew all that was written. And he said he knew all what somebody else was saying. He was doing the same thing his father was doing, Abraham, and Isaac. Remember, Abraham was teaching his father, his son Isaac. When he's teaching them, he's teaching them it was written that he got from Enoch, from the books of Enoch and Noah. See, these things wasn't just something that was just spoken about. And then he said he got a book. Now he's saying he's handed down.
Yeah, but see, another thing, another way of doing this too now. And you notice that sometimes in prayers, when we continue to keep going back with the same thing over and over again, it's always, that means you got a lot back on something not going forward. We can go to the next level, but we got to make sure you know that.
That's right.
When we find out when he received them books, he understood them books.
He understood them books.
Yeah, now he can talk. He understood them.
He understood them.
See, we got to understand these books
mm-hmm.
and got that down pat. Now what's next?
Hallelujah. What?
We got that. Now what's next? And then when we go and get a preview of what we want to have, we see everybody on, you know, they got that. That's the spirit we got that's got to be seen in these classes. We ain't got to go back over that because we see you got that. And that's what you read right now when the angel came and put it in the hand of the book. And what happened then? You put it in the hand of...
Again, seven times in his
now,
hand.
Now listen what happened after that. Watch this. Read that part again.
You want to finish that? I'm going to go back there.
That part right there. It's very important to hear that
seven
part.
And he gave them to Jacob.
Yes.
And he read them
mm-hmm.
and knew all that was written therein.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And knew what all knew. That was written in it. So once he read, he was glad. Now go do Yahweh's work.
Mm-hmm.
He hit the road. Now he go talk.
Mm-hmm.
See, first thing you got to do is eat the road. Now you can talk. Mm-hmm. Now you talking. You ain't had no road yet.
That's right.
And now once you got it, it's probably hand that for me. We got a lot of people that talk outside of the book. No. We ain't going nowhere on talking outside of the book. We got to talk in this book. We got to know what's there. We got it. We got it. It's here. What's next? Then Yahweh will show you what's next.
Hallelujah.
Back to you,
Mother dear Israel. Pick up where you left off at. He read them. He knew all that was written. And all that was written therein, and what happened after that?
Which would befall him and his sons throughout all the ages.
Mm-hmm.
You mean that?
Hallelujah.
So you mean Jacob knew from reading the future from the days of old exactly what was going to happen, and that's why now when you precept that,
hallelujah.
To the well, 49 hallelujah. Verse 1.
Hallelujah.
Now, 49 verse 1, now you understand
right.
Saying this to them. By having that understanding, so when the time was appointed, he was already cocked and loaded. Moses 49 verse 1. See, there go your precept.
Hallelujah.
49 verse 1. Now watch these things. 49 verse 1. That's a great precept now. All this stuff out of this book. We're going to Genesis 49 verse 1. So when he says this, if you ain't got this book with all the other chapters, don't want to get in this book, but you know be as much as the devil.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, if it ain't in the apocryphal,
it was many books written.
Hallelujah.
You got to know how to go there and get what you need out of it.
That's right.
You only know what 49 verse 1 is saying you got to have. You read Jubilees, what again?
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 8 through 11. Verse 8. Remember this, and show yourself men.
And show yourself men.
Bring it again to mind.
Yeah, and bring it again to mind.
All you transgressors.
Right.
9. Remember the former things of old.
Yes.
For I am Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
and there is none else.
You remember when Brother Kai kicked off his lesson showing you in that 15 verse 4, 1 Corinthians 10 verse 11, that all is for your learning. See, you got to remember what's already there. That's how you know what you got today. But you have to remember all this. It got me like, oh, yeah, okay, I know what this is already. I know what this is already. By knowing what happened in the days of old. Go ahead.
I am Yahweh, and there is none like me.
Right.
Verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning.
This man, so now we see it. He brought to Jacob the end from the beginning concerning the children of Israel. This was going to fall you in the last days. They're going to break away from this covenant. They're going to be buckshot wild. They're going to be not keeping the Sabbath day. They're going to be all that. All that was in the books. All the stuff they're going to do. They're going to be scattered everything. They already knew when they were told that we still is bumming around today. Mm. Bumming around these wicked names besides our paycheck.
Hallelujah.
That name won't be even missing unless it's based on you going cashing your check.
That's right.
You're supposed to step on the will of Yahweh at all times. You want the blessing of Yahweh with you. He's not with you if you want to know your wicked name, not wear no bridges, not keeping no feast days. Understand this name, fucking shoulders. You want Yahweh to intervene? You got to show him 3 pages of the book. That's the way you watch him. I'm glad.
Yahweh. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done.
Yeah.
Saying,
what?
My counsel shall stand.
His counsel is going to stand.
And I will do all my pleasure.
And I will do all my pleasure.
Verse 11.
What?
Calling a ravenous bird from the east.
Yes.
The man that executes my counsel.
Right.
From a far country.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, I have spoken it.
I have spoken it.
I will also bring it to pass.
I will bring it to pass.
I have proposed it. I will also do it.
Back to your line.
Hallelujah.
This is what I'm saying. We must understand. Every verse in the Bible have a clear precept understanding with it. And we have to understand. Reading a bunch of scriptures is one thing, but every verse tells you the story. And to help the generation that we in now and want to come, we have to be able to show them the precept, how you lock the story in. So now when we ever go to Genesis 49, we are saying, call me in my song, I will tell you what from the fall you in the last day. Now we know how he got the record.
Mm-hmm.
He got the record from the angel came down and gave him about the end time. So that is the death. So this man is called already.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not amazed this man. This man is already called.
Wow.
See, I've got to bring all these misses. It's already called. So when you were supposed to do what they do, hey, it's already called. You're going to do it. He's already do what I'm going to do. Because he got the information.
Mm-hmm.
So he read all the things. Oh, he's not my boys. I ain't got none of them boys yet. So he knew he would have 13 kids, 12 boys, and one girl. He knew all of it. So who really in the driver's seat? He was. He knew he was going to have 13 kids.
Hallelujah.
That's your young man.
Hallelujah. All right, Mother D.F. Israel, we still in that book of Jubilee. And we're going to get our point. Yes, ma'am. Read verse 22. Let's pick it up at Jubilee chapter 32, verse 22.
Verse 22, read. And he showed him all that was written on the table and said unto him, do not build this place.
That's right.
And do not make it an eternal sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
And do not dwell here, for this is not the place. Go to the fam-
family of Abraham, your father,
mm-hmm.
and dwelt with Isaac, your father, until the day of the death of your father.
Mm-hmm.
23. For in Egypt thou wilt die in peace, and in this land thou wilt be buried with honor in the
sepulchre
of your father, with Abraham and with Isaac.
Now let's get a count on that, because now we just come to find out that he just said, hey, you I'm gonna let you know how you even gonna go. I'ma even let you know.
Now what did he quote? What did he quote?
He quoted in the book of Genesis.
What? What did he quote?
In chapter in chapter 50.
Extra.
We're gonna pick it
you
up.
See on here? He quoting. Okay. And that's the same thing. Yeah. Well, how did Moses write his death?
And that flock and that
Give me 46, chapter 46. Give me verse number 1.
Verse 2, and Yahweh spake